Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Several key roads around the Country Club in Brookline are closed to drivers this morning. That's because golf's U.S. Open is getting underway. It's one of the world's major golf tournaments and is expected to draw tens of thousands of fans as it returns to this so-called sleepy part of Brookline for the first time in 34 years. WBUR's Walter Ruthman reports some neighbors are bracing for the crowds. Others are excited to cash in on a business opportunity.
Dozens of police cars and layers of metal barricades now separate the Country Club from the rest of Brookline.
And here you can see pretty well into the Country Club, which is a rarefied view because it's so hard to get into the Country Club.
That's Scott Gladstone. He's a town meeting member and lives a few blocks from the golf course.
It's beautiful. I mean, it looks like on TV it's going to look fantastic.
Over the coming week, thousands of fans will funnel into one of the country's oldest and most exclusive country clubs to watch the best golfers in the world compete in the 122nd U.S. Open Championship. That means security checkpoints, closed roads, and rerouted traffic during busy weekday commutes. Gladstone says people were caught off guard when detour signs started going up in the past few days. He says the tournament and the town should have communicated the traffic plans better.
These questions could have been asked and answered in advance and put people a little bit more at ease rather than it's sort of being sprung on them by the signs just popping up.
In a statement, the town said it responded to the, quote, core concerns of traffic and parking after receiving feedback from residents in public meetings. Regardless, Gladstone says it's exciting that a major sports tournament will be right next door, and many of his neighbors agree.
Carolyn! Carolyn! Were you going to talk to the reporter?
Carolyn Thal is a Brookline town meeting member and has kids at the high school.
You know, people are scrambling a little bit just to figure out what's what, but it's not rocket science and it's not the end of the world. I have a high schooler. I just want to get her to her final exams at BHS and that's it.
And Thal sees the event as a potential business opportunity. She's thinking about renting out her driveway for parking.
I'm harboring some notions of like finding, I don't know, like soliciting people who are on shuttle buses and saying, I have a driveway here, but I'm not sure how the whole thing works yet.
Other people are finding ways to monetize not just their driveways, but their homes. Data provided by the online site Vrbo show home bookings in the Boston area jumped 30% this week compared to the same period last year. Mona Kelly listed her 5-bedroom house in Chestnut Hill on Airbnb for $3,800 a night. She says she's never done this before, but saw other owners fetching big prices for their homes.
You know, I just did it and I didn't know if that would work, but we actually had someone who booked pretty quickly.
Kelly says she and her family spent the whole weekend cleaning.
It's like a mini move. We had to empty all our closets, get rid of the food in the fridge, clean up all the cabinets.
The crowd should also bring money into traditional brick and mortar businesses. Manisha Patel works the register at Putterham Market, just steps away from the Country Club.
Of course, we are all excited to see the new peoples.
She says they're making sure they're fully stocked.
We're going to put some water, some drinks in the coolers, extra drinks in the coolers, so yeah, they could have it.
Down the road, Rabbi Mendy Uminer is also preparing. He says the Chabad Center at Chestnut Hill will have free kosher chicken soup and challah bread for the spectators.
We'll be making sure that people can get their spiritual feed as much as they get their golf feed, hopefully.
Rabbi Uminer says he can't wait for the tournament to start.
Think about it. The country club that forbade Jews from joining will have a rabbi wrapping tefillin with people inside. It doesn't get better. We'll be giving out candle holders, things if they want to light Shabbos candles on Friday. Challah, chicken soup. It's awesome.
Who knows what the pros eat before they tee off? But maybe a bowl of chicken soup is the key to winning it all in Brookline this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Walter Wuthman.